Why the Halloween theme though?
I don't know if it's Halloween-y.
Halloween-y. Welcome back to Broin' with Owen. With me is the Brotato Chip. Welcome to October, our favorite season. Let's go, spooky season, hoodie season.
True crime season.
True crime and wine.
Every day is true crime season for me, but...
Especially this season, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we gotta sit towards each other a little more.
Spooky season's my favorite season.
Speaking of spooky season, I feel like this TV show came out at the perfect... Couldn't come out at a more perfect time.
Oh, yes.
We've been watching the new Jeffrey Dahmer show. And that shit's wild.
Yeah.
Evan Peters is killing it. I didn't know, like, so I knew about Jeffrey Dahmer, but I didn't know, like, this much depth and, like, all these details. Like, some crazy shit.
I did, but... Some things do happen in the show, and you're like, did that really happen? And I was like, I don't know. But then I did see something else that said that they only strayed away basically from a few details, and they weren't even straying away. Like,
that's crazy.
They're just minor differences. But
just little tweaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I say that's definitely a must watch.
Oh yeah, it's
you should
really
definitely
good.
Watch it. Especially, if you like that kind of stuff. Some
yes,
people don't like
and a little bit of
stuff.
It is a little rough.
It's not that it's like scary, like jump scare, but it's like scary because of like how realistic it is.
And
it's
how
like,
scary that somebody's capable of doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that this actually happened.
And feeling
and got away with it so many times.
Yeah.
We got away with it 17 times, but the fact that he was almost caught like multiple times.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Drinking out of our Halloween wine glasses.
I'm just here for the booze. As always.
There's the booze. Speaking about shit going on right now, that's outrageous. What about those freaking gas prices? Why do they keep going back up now?
I don't know. I haven't researched.
Like, what's
about
going
it.
On in the world to where gas prices are back up above $5? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I just saw something that said that Oregon's gas prices rose the quickest than any other state, which in a week it went from $4.39 to $5.09. In less than a week. I only know that because I drive past a gas station every day.
Every morning?
Yeah, and I my stoplight's right there, so I'm like...
I was saying, I feel like if I was a gas station owner, I would just have the lowest gas price, like $2, and I feel like you would make so much more money because everyone
like
would be going to your gas station.
Money anyways.
Because people are going to pay your for gas regardless.
Yeah.
But it's like gas stations compete... But I feel like if you have a lower gas price, the more people are going to be going to you.
Yeah, for sure. I would think that too.
And you would be making way more money, I feel like.
Well, and it's not...
It makes no sense. Like, I feel like it should be a battle of who has the lowest.
Well, it usually is. But I don't know. If you go super low, then everybody's going to want to go there and it'll be packed.
That's what you want.
I know. But I don't know. I don't know. I haven't done that much.
The world may never know.
I haven't looked that much into it. You know, I just need gas. Can't not get gas.
Right. I mean,
I could.
You have a bike. You only work 5 minutes away.
Yeah, but
I mean, not in a couple
like
weeks.
30-minute. That'd be like a 30-minute bike ride, which means I have to get up earlier.
That's a good exercise.
Which means that
I guess not during the winter.
I'm
gonna
be cold in the morning, warm in the night. Yeah. Just
maybe during the summertime
sweat.
Would be nice. But
no, it wouldn't. Not when it's 115 degrees.
And, like, you get off work and you just want to go home.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, now I got to ride my bike.
I guess
we
I could.
We go to the gym after work.
If I had no other option, I could. But I have options, so I'm going
to
get gas.
Hey, you have a brand new car.
Yeah.
Jumping right into today's episode, we're going to let Daisha lead this off as usual. True crime and wine. Let's go.
Hopefully it's okay.
I'm sure it'll be interesting.
Yeah, but it's kind of a short one, but I'll just take a stab.
That's fine. Yeah. Well, we could, like, just take a stab. Pun intended.
No, there's not. Anyways, okay. So, have you ever heard of the Icebox Killer?
The Icebox Killer. No. Like, what kind of icebox? Like, literally a box that holds ice or like a...
That's just his name, and honestly, I don't know why it's his name because it doesn't really. An ice
Did
box
use an
is
ice
a
pick?
Freezer, isn't it?
Yeah,
or
I feel
is
like ice box
is an ice box. The whole fridge itself back in the day.
I think they did call it. What did they call it? They called it something back in the day. Maybe it was Icebox. Maybe
it does make sense. But.
But I, if you say Icebox, I'm thinking of just those fridges that are like freezers. Long ways, and it's just a freezer. That's an Icebox. Or like at a restaurant, you like go back to the Icebox.
Yeah. I'm going to set the scene.
Okay.
It's
Houston. I'm going to visualize.
Okay. So you're in Houston.
Texas?
Is there a different Houston?
I don't, probably. Someone in like Arkansas, Houston right now, like, fuck you.
Okay. So Houston.
Okay. Houston.
Texas. I'm pretty sure. No, I'm just kidding. It is. June 23rd.
1965. 1965. Okay.
Yeah, it's an oldie.
So we're back in the black and white days, okay. Like TV. Yeah.
So these...
Do they even have TV in 65? All right, sorry. Keep going.
So the... Whatever the sheriff's department is there gets a phone call for a welfare check for these two old people, Fred and Edwina? Edwina?
Fred and Edwina.
Edwina?
Is it a Mexican lady?
No, they're white, but Fred and Awina.
Awina?
That sounds weird. So they get a welfare check.
Okay, like their
nephew. Called in the welfare check because he hadn't heard from his aunt in a little bit. So the cops, they go to this house, and they're like knocking on the door. Nobody answers. They go inside. Nobody's there. And for some odd reason, this cop has the urge. He's like, oh, I'm going to look in the fridge.
And
they open the fridge, and he's like, oh,
there's
a pile of meat.
Is this where Icebox
comes from? It looks like hog's meat.
So they're
thinking it's hog's meat. But they look down in the veggie drawer, and there's two heads.
Hold up. The officer just decided to look in the fridge.
I don't
fridge.
Know why. Maybe he,
Do you think
had
he was
like,
hungry?
Maybe he had like some intuition or, yeah,
I
maybe
guess that
he was like,
it might
what?
Be part of their training, though. Like, honestly, like,
look
everywhere.
Look in the fridge.
Look there in was... the closets. Look in the fridge.
Yeah. It. But so he looks
I guess
it's
one of those gut feelings, huh?
Yeah.
Two heads.
Yeah, in the veggie drawer. So it's a weird spot to, but anyways,
that's crazy.
So they find out that it's Fred and
I was gonna say, who is it?
Edwina.
Fred and Edwina's head.
Yeah. And so with Fred, Edwina, she was shot in the head, and then Fred, he was bludgeoned and
bludgeoned. Does that mean like beat
with a hammer? Yeah. And then his eyes were gouged out and his genitals were And
they, Wait, so you say generals, they found the rest of the body or that well, meat that was in the fridge was the
I
rest
think
of the, body?
The meat that was in the fridge was the rest of the body and the heads. But and then they took the intestines and flushed them down the drain.
Ugh. Like a sink or like a toilet?
A toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
So I had to have got clogged because they found it, obviously.
Yeah, they're like pulling out intestines out of. Who? Is there an owl in here?
Who would you, a fucking owl? But who would even, like, what were they trying to accomplish?
I don't know.
The heads in the fridge and flushing stuff
I
down the toilet?
I honestly don't know. This is an unsolved case, so.
Oh, okay.
And there's, like, not.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, that it's unsolved, or.
Yeah, I kind of like unsolved mysteries.
Yeah.
Makes you guess. Try to guess.
I don't, because I like a clear-cut ending. This person did it. They're here, you know, in jail, whatever. Happy ever after. I just don't like, 65 million years.
Is that it? That's how it ended right there?
Oh, no. Well.
Oh. I was like, that's all you're leaving me with?
No. So then, back up a little bit before, they kind of, when they went around to the back of the house, they found, like, a makeshift barricade of flower pots, like, before
Like, barricading
they,
the door?
Yeah, before they, like, walked in and they're like, this is weird. Maybe that's why he's like, I should look in the fridge. But then, let's see, what else does it say? But so they have a prime suspect. Can you guess who?
The cop.
Why would the cop be a prime suspect?
Because he looked in the fridge. Okay, so the person who called the welfare check, I forget who
okay,
said it was.
Okay, yes, that would make more sense. I guess I shouldn't have asked that. It was their son. Their son was the main suspect because apparently their son lived with them, but nobody ever saw him because he would go to work before the son came out.
You said the son lived with him.
Them. Mom and dad.
Wait, and he's not the one that called the welfare check?
No, they couldn't find him anywhere. Suspicious.
Sus.
Yeah, but so like he never saw his parents apparently, and the only way they would really communicate is by him sliding notes under the door.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So he's a weird kid.
So it's already a little weird.
Yeah.
But he was extremely smart.
So like excelled in school or?
Yeah, he worked for, I think he did bombs. Let me double check this. Bombs in the.
Red flag number three.
Yes.
Wait, was that three?
He was in the Navy. So he was in World War II, graduated with a degree in nuclear physics, and spent nearly a decade working for Shell Oil as a seismologist. Don't know what that is, but yeah. So, super smart.
This wine's pretty good, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a Barbera. It is a 2020 Barbera. We love Barbera. But anyways, super smart. No one ever really saw him. Nothing. Nowhere to be found. But in the door, I don't know if it's like to his bedroom or what, they found blood in his keyhole. Red flag number three.
Is he stabbing someone with his key?
I don't know. If he just cut out his parents' intestines, there would be, you know, blood on his hand, and he fumbled his key and.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know, but, so, someone close to the family said that his parents, so he lived there, you know, and he had to deal with his parents, yeah. But they were super manipulative, and like made his life hell. They would take out loans in his name.
What? How old is this kid again?
Well, he's 42 now. But
oh, what the? Wait, now? Like at the time?
At
the time of the killing.
Yeah. Which damn. I don't know why he's living with his parents.
I was expecting like a
no,
he's fresh old. Out of high school.
No, and then so they'd take out loans in his name.
Twist this.
They would, they stole just his savings. All of his, maybe that's why he lived with them, because
yeah.
He couldn't afford anything else.
So they
else.
Just like used him basically?
Yeah, so not a good relationship. So, he's the prime suspect. They can't find him. In 1975, he was declared,
but what
like,
if he's dead.
Dead.
Too?
He was declared dead. But
oh, I feel gone, dude.
Yeah, well, and then there was a book. And the book is called On the Grassy Knoll. And it was a book about the JFK shooting. And in it, they kind of lay out that this guy, Charles is his name. Charles is his son. Charles Rogers. They lay out in there that he was part of, it says that he was one of the tramps that was spotted in Daly Plaza on November 22nd, 1963. Tramps. I don't know what a tramp is. I tried to look it up in reference to
JFK,
but all that was coming up was photographer. So I don't know what a tramp is, but
someone tell us.
No one's probably gonna know, or or maybe we're just stupid and it's like pretty well known. But no. So then they lay out in the book that he was one of the tramps that was seen, whatever.
This son from the
yes, weird, and I don't know. And they say that he's like connected to the CIA, but. There's, like, no proof of this. I don't even know what sources this
Who's
guy...
Who's getting this from?
Yeah. And so, anyways, they kind of say that he had a diary or, like, a journal and wrote out, like, his involvement in the JFK shooting. His parents found it.
Oh, so this is before Fred and someone, whatever her name is,
No,
death?
This is after.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that they found his diary entries of him being involved in the JFK shooting, and he killed them and then disappeared.
That's what I was saying. So the JFK thing happened before the death.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So who knows? I think that's a little, I don't know what the
connection. Was he ever on like FBI's Most Wanted?
No, I don't think so. Let's see if there's anything else in this.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, I wonder how they got to...
And it's like, but if you're going to kill your own parents, like, why are you putting their heads in the fridge and flushing shit?
Oh, this says allegedly he himself was murdered with a pickaxe by miners in Honduras. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then there's some things of him working for the CIA, but there's, like, no proof of that.
So it's just,
and
like, theories.
And this book's kind of old, I'm pretty sure. So, like, I feel like you could have wrote whatever back in the day and not had to fact check. It wasn't very interesting, but...
That was pretty interesting. Icebox killers. Yeah, so that makes sense why they called it Icebox Killer, because they found...
Yeah, speaking of, like, the Jeffrey Dahmer case and, like, this, like, I was like, oh, why would his son, like, kill his parents? And then, like, manipulative? Like, you know they probably didn't treat him very well.
Yeah.
And, like, same with a lot of serial killers. I've been seeing a lot of stuff that is, like, stop saying that Jeffrey Dahmer's parents made him this way, blah, blah, blah. And I definitely don't think his parents made him that way, but I definitely think they contributed to it.
So here's my question to you. Do you think, if you're a serial killer, are you born that way or made that way?
Well, here's what I was getting at. I saw a video, and it was of a psychologist, and he said that it's like the nature versus nurture.
Okay.
And he said that nature... loads the gun and nurture pulls the trigger.
Okay, so like you can be born that way, but like certain things bring it out of you, right?
I definitely think that they have like some clinically like some hereditary things that are passed on to them,
but it's the way you're brought up,
and then their parents make it worse, and then it's not all on their parents, but I think it has to do with it.
So do you think it can be prevented most of the time by parenting?
Jeffrey Dahmer went 9 years without killing again, so I think I think he probably could have, I think they could have intervened and he never would have killed. But that's so hard to say because sometimes people go to therapy all the time and it doesn't do anything.
Some people are just born crazy. I think you're born crazy. I think like people can go most of their lives hiding it and like not letting it out. But I think you're born crazy. And sometimes like there's people that are like 40 and that's when they snap and kill someone. Start killing.
Yeah.
But I do believe you can be made that way, from like torture and shit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But
there's just a lot of things that they have in common.
Come into play.
Well, that a lot of serial killers, their parents.
Yeah, like you.
Treat them like shit. They have high IQs.
The three.
Oh, the McDonald's triad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wonder how high this Charles Robert Rogers. IQ was.
Who?
This guy who possibly killed his parents.
Probably pretty smart. I've always had the question of how do they always know all these people's IQ? Are they sitting them down and making them take an IQ test?
I've taken IQ tests online before.
Don't you have to like, pay for them? What's my IQ? Yeah, I want to know my IQ.
I think they are tests. Like, I feel like this could be totally wrong, but I feel like when they're captured or like, you know, arrested, yeah. A lot of times they go on, they do I want to say psychic, but that's not psycho. Psycho evaluation. Yeah.
Psychiatric.
Yeah. I think that's what they do. I think they do that, you know, and they have a psychiatrist come down and be like, blah, 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 and do like a form of things.
And then they're able to tell.
And that's how their IQs are
determined. I feel like I'm pretty smart. I feel like I would have, like, a little above average IQ. But I also think I'm, like, not this... I'm not, like... I'm book smart, but I'm, like, very street smart. I have, like a lot of common sense.
I'm sure that factors into IQs.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's got to factor in, like... Not only am I, like, probably average book smart, but then, like... But my common sense and street smart is pretty up there.
I'm not average book smart. I'm just really good at retaining things.
She's pretty smart.
No, I can, like, read something, and it doesn't make a lot of
sense. She reads books.
I am reading a book right now.
I don't read books.
My goal is to read 2 books this month.
That's pretty good.
Didn't your thing only say...
Let them know. I want to know your list again. She has an October list.
Has nothing to do with true crime and wine, but it's just, like, kind of, like, little goals for, like, my...
Well, it has to do with spooky season because it has to do with October.
Yeah. So it's gym October four times goals. A week.
Gym 4 times a week?
I want to run. It says 1 mile a day, but I want to run 1 day a week. instead of 1 mile a day.
So like, you could add that up.
So I could do like 5 miles in one day.
That's what I'm saying. You should like have it a goal to at least do 1 mile a day. But if you miss a day, then you just add 2 miles onto the next day, you know?
Yeah. Like, and then
at least making 7 miles a week.
Yeah. Stick to my budget. 20 no drinking days. So here's one of my 10, I guess.
When you're 10, starting off on day number one of October.
Yeah. Read one book. I'm going to read 2 books. Try to. So I'm in the middle of a book right now. I'm going to finish it tomorrow.
Are you counting that as your one book?
No, or you I'm not. I'm going to restart since I've finished it on the second. So I'm going to do 2. I have a books lined up. And then get rid of 5 things.
That's pretty good. I should make a little list.
You should. And then it's spooky season, so...
We got our first Halloween party invite from our neighbor.
Yeah. Don't know what we're going to be. We want to be Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, we need to be like some couple goals shit. Be
Bonnie and Clyde.
That's a good one.
They're like older, so it's not like we can be like.
Or I was thinking like the Wolf of Wall Street.
We couldn't do that. That was
good. That was good.
No.
There were some other ones we had in mind, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Halloween, fall is my favorite month.
Happy to have a house to give out candy to little kids this year.
Yes. Yeah, excited about that.
Because last year we lived in an apartment and only handed out
two kids. Now we kind of live on a... Hopefully there's lots of kids walking, but...
I don't know. We'll see.
Because there's no sidewalks and it's kind of like a lot of cars driving fast. And
but I feel like for Halloween it's going to be...
I hope so, yeah. Because I want to give out candy so I don't have to eat the rest of it.
We're going to be handing out some king-size Reese's. I actually
still have, there's some Snickers from last year.
What? Oh, really? In that little container?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the goal for this month, this will be number one, but the goal is to come out with 3 of these episodes for October.
I want to kind of do not well-known cases. Like, I didn't know about the Icebox Killer.
Yeah, that was a good one. I've never heard of that before.
Maybe I should do some small hometown.
Yeah, we can do one.
Hometown ones. But.
Yeah. And the closer we get to Halloween, the more decoration and dressed up we'll be. So.
Dress up.
I didn't even know today was. I woke up and didn't even know it was even October. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's October 1st.
I did. I was like reading the weather and I was like, oh, it's October 1st.
But yeah. True crime and wine. With the one and only Brotato Chip herself.
Yes.
Daisha Budel.
The true crime and wine connoisseur.
Yeah. Our plan is to do this every October, so.
Yeah. We could do it more than
October. Yeah, we could do it more, honestly. If the people want it, they can have it.
We gotta give the people what they want. That's from Never Back Down.
Let there be cake. Well, thank you guys for bowing with Owen. Stay tuned and make sure to hit that like and hit that subscribe. Fuck you.
I'm ASMRing it.